time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Good God. Dad jokes get into it, let me say this this tome that I've prepared for you boys.
Okay.
So it's taken just under 5 years, but like diamonds in the rough, Auckland's dad jokes have emerged as one of our best and brightest. The duo have just released a new 7-inch entitled Watch Out for the Bullies and join us in studio to perform a few tracks. Ian, Matthew, good evening.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Really well, thank you, really well. Ian, can I just get you to talking to the microphone one more time?
Yeah, hey, what's up? Anything?
Yeah, I think we'll be good.
All right?
Fingers crossed. Why don't we start off with the track, guys?
Cool.
This song's called Waster. It's currently sitting at number 5. Number 5.
On the BFM top 10.
Yeah, that's it. Alright, number 4, somewhere else.
I waste my money and I waste my time. Don't you think it's funny that I'm just gonna be fine?
Dad jokes with Waster for Live and Direct. Ian, we heard your take on that track last week. So Matthew, Waster, what do you think it's about?
I know what he said, but I don't know. It's pretty relevant to most people, I think. Like,
but I'm going to stop you there, Matthew. We're having a few technical difficulties. Oh. I'm just going to
whip this over. Oh.
All right, there we go, Matthew.
Hello.
and Ian, microphones for everybody now.
Yeah,
your take on Waster.
I think it's relatable. Not everybody has lots of money, but the little money or the lots of money that people do have, we tend to waste it. But really, like, Ian wrote that song, pretty much just played me the chorus from that end. I was like, dude, and it was in my head for weeks, and we'd go to practice and we were like, we've got shows coming up, we have to learn the set list, but I'd always want to keep coming back to it because it's like, you hear it and it's in your head, and I really like it, and to me it's relatable because it's sometimes like, man, what am I up to, but it's still great.
You guys are one of the few bands in Auckland where it seems like pretty much all your songs are just like hook after hook.
Why, thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Why, thank you. There we go.
You're welcome. Where did that eagerness for like an earworm come from?
I just think that all people want to hear is hooks. Like, every time you hear a song, you're like, oh, yeah, the verse. Just get to the chorus, mate. What's the thing? Don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Yeah. That's a Dad Joke's tagline. Yeah. But we adopted it.
Yeah.
Ian, can we talk about the record that's come out? Do you have it? Do you guys have it in your hands yet, or is custom?
We got it.
It's in the car.
Today, I laid eyes on it for the first time. We've just spent about 3 hours putting all the inserts into the 200 records, cutting out download codes and all that fun stuff, folding.
To be honest, I think when I look at it, it's something that I'm super proud of. From the recording process to hearing the test pressings, to then getting this package and looking at the cover, and it's pretty funny. It matches our 7-inch kind of well. The vinyl's clear. Comes with a like raw power Callum Rooney from X-Ray Fiends, screen printed, like an A2 poster, which Ryan Bird or Crooked Feet drew. Kind of like short notice, and everyone kind of has thrown everything together quickly, but it looks amazing and it looks great. And
it's the thing about consumables, isn't it? When you actually think about how many people, even like, you know, were involved in the process, from the designers to the actual people who made it, the people who shipped it to you from overseas, customs who like to hold it for weeks. Yeah. And demand.
It was only a week.
You got off lightly.
Oh, yeah.
it's kind of mind-boggling. And Matt, can I read a quote that you said? You said, "I couldn't be happier about how it turned out. But we couldn't have done it without the support from everybody coming to the shows and getting hyped." Can you talk about the fan base that you guys have made? And let's not be bashful. Let's not, you know, you guys have fans. You guys have friends who know all the words.
It really weirds me out when people come to our shows and they don't know who they are. And then they're up on the stage singing and it's like, why?
Well, I think, we're just like two best mates that are having a fun time, and it's nuts when you play a Whammy show and there's a lot of people there and it makes you freak out and be like, whoa, we're not just like playing at Tiger Spit, we're playing at Whammy and there's a lot of people that are like stoked. And also the bands that play with us, like all of their friends come and they don't just watch their friends and then bail, they stick around, and it makes, like, I think the community and the scene in Auckland at the moment is great. Like, from when we first started playing to now, I feel like there's a lot more people coming, not just to our shows, but to shows in general.
Hmm.
And I don't know whether that's fewer venues or everyone's just got really good at playing their songs.
Well, speaking of playing songs, shall we just rearrange everything quickly and hear another one? While I do that, can someone introduce the next track?
Okay. 210? Okay, we're going to play 210 Todd. This song is about my friend Todd back in Ottawa, who is a total legend. And when he was in high school, he claims that he pushed 210 shopping carts outside of a Walmart for his job. And then last time we were over in Canada, I made a joke that I was going to write a song about him. And a year later, I sent it to him. And he was like, dude, what? And he was very flattered and loves it.
There's a music video for this.
Check it out on the YouTubes. 210 Todd. Dad Jokes. Check it out.
Take it away, boys.
How does this one go? Can you hear anything out of this?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Dare Jokes with 210 Todd. Guys, I'll just get a... We'll just rearrange the microphones once again. 2 moments, please. This is Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll send you an email soon.
Oh, one of those emails. Ian, can you tell me about the story behind the name Watch Out for the Bullies, the name of your record?
So when we toured Canada in June of 2016, and the first stop whenever we go back there is my mom's house, because get off a 24-hour flight, that's where you want to go, right?
Of course.
And then we play my hometown, and then we move on. And we had a rental car this time, and we had it all stocked up, and we're just setting up the navigation and making sure of everything. And my mom was standing at the door, like, waving, and then she, like, ran down the driveway, knocked on the window, and said, "Do you guys need any water? Do you need any snacks?"
Please.
I was like, "Mom, it's fine." She's like, "Oh, I'll go get you some water." She comes back with orange-flavored sparkling water.
Ooh.
And we're like, "Ooh, well, okay, thank you."
The green bottle stuff.
Yeah, like the Perrier, like, oh, nice. Name drop. And then she went back and stood by the house, and we're still setting stuff up. And she runs back in, and she's like, "Do you need anything else?" We're like, "No, I'm fine." Goes back up, runs the final time, knocks on the window, I roll it down, and she goes, "I just want you boys to make sure that you stick together and watch out for all the bullies." And I was like, "Okay, Mom."
"Sure."
Sure. And then Matt just looked, like, I rolled up the window, and then Matt just says, "Okay, write that in your phone. That's going to be great for later on." And I'm pretty sure she was just making sure that Matt got it in his head not to let me die on tour.
Well, I was going to ask, like, what kind of people does your mother think that you hang out with?
I think it's like just going...
Drug dealers.
Yeah, just going to random towns and playing shows.
I think it's
shows.
Maybe me. She doesn't know...
No, she loves Matt. She loves Matt.
A pretty big dude. When she first met me, I probably was wearing a Metallica... I was wearing a Metallica t-shirt and was probably pretty rough off the plane.
Nah, my mom thinks of Matt as a second son, I think.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Lovely.
Lorraine.
Good old Lorraine.
Lorraine,
Young.
Lorraine Ian Brown, Young.
Hey, we used to share a practice space together.
Yeah.
Although we've both moved on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
Can you talk to me about the Tiger Spit Garage and kind of how the bond between you and the groups who practice there kind of solidified?
I'll let Matt.
When Tiger, like Markdown or Tiger Spit, the Tiger Spit flat, started coming to our shows, I was pretty intimidated by them because they always hang out like...
They're a group. They're a unit.
They're a group. They're like... They're so powerful.
Tight.
Yeah. Power stance full time. And I remember them coming to one of our shows and they just stood in the front like they do and they all just like headbanged. And I finished playing and then none of them spoke to me. They were kind of like filtered off. And I was like, "Oh, man, they're really cool, but I don't really want to talk to them." And then... has it they come to a few more shows and we get talking and a few more beers and whatnot. I'd never been to a Tiger Spit show before they had started coming to our shows, but and I'd always meant to because it looked sick, like the photos on the Facebook page look amazing every time, like Mingo's played there a bunch and I never got to see them there.
Foolish.
And I know, rookie.
Can I interject for a second?
Yeah,
I had actually been to a couple Tiger Spit shows. I'm just really shy when people meet me and I don't say a lot. And they thought I was a huge asshole because I was just like in their house and I didn't say hello to them. And they're like, "F this guy." And I was like, okay. And it took like 2 years.
Like, but now.
Yeah. Well, like after a few beers, we got talking and we were talking about our practice space and we were saying like, "Oh, it would be good if we could practice closer to home." Cause I just lived in Grafton at the time. And Mookie kind of, I thought she was joking, was like, "Why don't you just come and practice at Tiger Spit?" And I was like, "But that's a sick venue that I've never been to and I really want to go there." She's like, "No, just come and have a practice." And so we left the other practice space and just kind of like turned up and were like, "Oh, is it cool if we practice on a Monday?" Thanks. And it was that thing of like, as soon as we got in there, they would like come down to practices, and we just wrote. Like, it felt like we wrote more songs in there because the vibe in that place is really good and it's positive, and you just write any song that you're learning, you just write it on the wall. And so as soon as you're like, oh, what should we practice today, you just look on the wall and like there's every song that you've ever thought of or you've written in one verse for, it's just written in there. And it's like, I have TSG tattooed on my leg from after a band practice. They were like, oh, I just got a tattoo gun, do you want a tattoo? And I was like, I'll get TSG. It's pretty cool, pretty rungus, but great.
I think it's really great. I think in years to pass, because eventually, if I'm right, the house is going to get demolished because of the CRL.
Yeah, they keep pushing it back. So.
Yeah, I know, right? But I think in future, people will look back on like how good it was. It's one of those spots.
I think for us, it's like is what made us really like be solid and like actually probably put us closer. As buddies, even though we all take the mick out of Ian for being on his phone after practice. But you know, like, it's a pretty tight knit group, and we like played them our test record, the test pressing, before anybody else. Like, even before my wife, I played it to TSG.
Yeah, we're actually folding at TSG. We took the records from my work where they got dropped off straight to TSG, and then we're like folding there. So they're probably listening, so hey guys.
Hey. Sean's listening.
Shout out to Huli.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Hello, Sean.
I guess before we hear a final song, Matt, I know we've talked in the past about how you thought that your last record was kind of a stepping stone to this one, and as you said before, you're so proud of like what you've accomplished and what you've put out. So where to next?
We're actually going to be recording a 7-inch hopefully in
May, pending a tour of Canada again in June.
Yeah.
with Tigers of the Sea, maybe.
Ooh.
Shh, tell no one. Ooh. But yeah, that's something that we want to do this year. Now we've got a record, we've
got to sell it.
We've got to sell it, and we also why not?
Yeah, we're gonna make a triple gatefold 7-inch.
Sick.
Are we?
With 3 songs on it.
Okay.
Well, who was it? Thundercat just did a. 14 inches.
Basically, I'm gonna do
Never mind. What
Opossum did.
Oh yeah.
Like, that looked cool, so we're gonna do a dare joke. So
what was it?
I was just like really nice package, well packaged record.
Yeah,
beautiful package, great songs.
Just crumpled up pieces of paper with download codes on it.
What do you want to play? What do you want to hear, Zach?
Ooh, well, see, I asked for JoJo, but you guys weren't. When
I don't have I didn't bring a tom because we're tight on space. There's too many people in here for a rack tom.
Sean's asked for JCVD.
I don't need a rack tom for that. Is that what you want, Sean? Text back. It's 20 cents, mate.
5395.
Pay the piper.
BFM needs that cash.
Simon, ring phone through and you can do the bits in confidence.
actually, Simon, the phone is ready to go. You've got 10 seconds.
I think this record is so sick. I can't wait to sell it and give it to people. And
while we rearrange the furniture, can Ian tell us the details of your show this weekend?
Yeah, we are playing at Whammy Bar this Saturday for the record release. We've got an amazing lineup. We've got Markdown, we've got Milk, we got Bozo, and we've got Blood Bags.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's just insane. It's so good.
Bring bulk cash because there's lots of beautiful merchandise.
Yeah, we got long sleeves. We got long sleeves. We got short sleeves. We maybe have one tote bag.
It's for you, Zach. It's got your name.
Zach.
It's just yours.
Oh, bless.
It's yours. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Let's hear one more. This is for Sean, JCVD.
You can sing the chorus
once, but Zach. All right.
Damn. He is the man.
John Clive and Damn.
He is the man. He's the muscle. He's the muscle. I wanna be JCVD. That's who I want to be. I saw him in the movies. He looked pretty cool to me. Woo! Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He is the man.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Muscles.
Brian
Russell! He's the master! I wanna be JCVD, that's who I want to be. I saw him in the movies. He looked pretty cool to me.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!